About 15 years ago, I knew a young man who got a perfect score on the SAT test, that one of those entrance exams for college. And then there was another young man from our parish, which maybe this is even more amazing, he missed only one question, and he knew which question he missed. And I'm like, what is it like to be that smart? I don't have a clue, but wouldn't it be great to have all knowledge? That would be an incredible asset for solving problems and judging situations. What about a faith so strong that it could perform miracles? How much would you be able to change people's lives? When the Lord appeared to Solomon in our first reading, offering to give him whatever requested, Solomon was given unmatched wisdom. Solomon did immense good with that gift for a while. As pleased as God was with Solomon's request, Solomon could have done better. We know this by how Solomon's life ended compared with how it started. As a young man, Solomon had a heart after his like his father David. In addition to this great wisdom, he had a love for God and a love for his people. That combination made him powerful, wealthy, and famous. By the end of his life, Solomon had everything the world could offer, but he grievously broke the covenant with God. Having 700 wives, 300 concubines, worshiping false gods, and ruling in a way that his kingdom, shortly after his death, split into two. What went wrong? Solomon turned from honoring God with his gifts to being intent on glorifying himself and being consumed with the approval of others. This is not a critique of knowledge or wisdom or faith, but a recognition that they alone are not enough. As St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he said, "If I comprehend all mysteries and have all knowledge, if I have faith so as to move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing." Combined with love, though, wisdom and knowledge and faith can be incredible gifts for changing the world. Solomon drifted away from the ways of his father. Do we have a heart like our Father who art in heaven? Do we want what the Father wants? What is it that God wants for us? Well, St. Paul explains in our second reading. He said, "For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son." In other words, God wants us to have a heart like Jesus. To be conformed to the image of Jesus is the goal of human existence. Because we also heard, those God called, he also justified, and those he justified, he also glorified. Ultimately, what the Father wants is for us to share in the glory of the resurrected Jesus. God the Father wants us to be like his Son because, as Jesus said of himself, "You have something greater than Solomon here." Greater than Solomon? Absolutely, because in Jesus are united the fullness of wisdom, knowledge, faith, and love. Through and with the Holy Spirit, we are given the capacity to be conformed to the image of Jesus. But how? By using the gifts we have been given with love for the glory of God. Think about it. How much better would our world be if there were more people in it like Jesus? What are your gifts and talents? How might they be conformed to the image of Jesus? Do you have a gift for music and singing? Do you use it to give praise and glory to God at Mass? Do you have a gift of administration that could organize programs to serve those in need? Is your gift one of teaching that could pass on the faith to the next generation? Maybe your gift is cooking or serving food that could manifest itself at our parish events where our whole parish gathers together as a community. Maybe you're somebody who's comfortable and who is welcoming with people who could use your gifts to visit the many people in our parish who are homebound or in assisted living facilities. Do you have the gift of being a construction manager or a construction worker who could help maintain the parish facilities or serve the poor and the elderly in need of simple repairs? Do you have the gift of free time that could be devoted to praying for others in the world? Are you someone who has a love for the poor, the forgotten, the downtrodden? You are needed more than ever. Are you beset by suffering that could be united to Christ's suffering to save souls? Use whatever gifts you have as Jesus did, in love of neighbor or enemy, for the glory of God the Father. It's not easy, but it is one way that we conform ourselves to the image of God's Son and build up God's kingdom on earth. Our world offers us lots of opportunities to sacrifice, to pray, to forgive. But if we love only those who love us, what is so praiseworthy about that? As Jesus says, don't pagans and tax collectors do the same? Because Jesus is clear that the road is narrow and hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it. We know from the book of Genesis that man was created in the image and likeness of God. That's how God created us. God saw us and he said, "This is very good." But we distorted that image through our sins, through our seeking of self. But now with Jesus, the Father wants to refashion us to be conformed to the image of his Son. Do you feel caught between what you want and what God wants? Or are they the same thing? Now, I don't know how your life has been up until now, but we should learn from Solomon that what is crucial is how it will end. Will you have a heart like your Heavenly Father? In the gospel, the one who found the great treasure went and sold everything. That pearl, that treasure, is the incomprehensible and indescribable love that God has for each of us. Jesus reveals to us that love which created the universe. He reveals that love that became a helpless baby in Bethlehem. That love that became a criminal and died on the cross to save us from our sins. Jesus unveils the love that becomes a humble piece of bread that we might be united to him in the Eucharist. This is authentic Christian love that pours itself out for the sake of others, not the worldly counterfeit that's intent on glorifying ourselves. In Jesus, we have something greater than Solomon. He is the one for whom we can sell everything, and it will be worth it. But maybe we're not quite ready to sell everything to buy that field or that pearl. But what about today? For what are you selling today? And to buy what? For what are you pouring out your life today, tomorrow? Is spending precious hours to advance your golf game or some other hobby good for your faith and your family? Is your time being spent inordinately on your sports team, your favorite shows, getting more and better stuff, or multiplying eating and travel experiences? Has the pursuit of your career become a misguided ambition? Or would it be better to pour your life out for something more enduring? Think about it. How much better would our world be if it had more people like Jesus? Why not you? What are your gifts and talents? How might they be conformed to the image of Jesus with love? To be conformed to the image of Jesus is the goal of human existence, because those God called, he also justified, and those he justified, he also glorified. May you live in God's love. May you pour out your life for his sake and ultimately be conformed to Jesus in glory.